CJWW is your home for Saskatoon Blades hockey. The Blades have a busy schedule this weekend. We have Tanner Chuby from the Blades office in, the communications manager, and Blades alternate captain number 4, Braden Klimke, in to say hi to talk with us as they prepare for 3 games in 3 nights, 2 home games. Braden, let's just start with you. What does it mean to wear the A on your chest every game?
Yeah, it's an honor. This is a first-class organization, and it's an honor to wear the jersey, let alone an A. So, yeah, just really happy to do it.
All right, 5-game winning streak for the Bridge City Bunch. It's fun to win, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
Todd, talking a little bit about the start of the season, the 2-2 to start, and then the last 5 games you've won. The difference being what? What's changed?
I think just the compete in our game. I think we've really bought in, and everyone's done a good job of that, and playing the way our coaches wanted to play and sticking to our game plan. So,
how do you prepare for 3 games in 3 days?
I think just getting your body ready, making sure you're feeling good, you know, getting a good cool down after practice and stuff.
Does the coach keep doing the same practices, or does he give you a little more time off to rest the bodies?
Usually earlier in the week, it'll be a little more faster pace and a bit of a harder practice, and then as we get later in the week, it kind of slows down a bit.
All right, because you need to stay sharp, right? Yeah. Blades at home to Moose Jaw on Friday night, 7 o'clock at SaskTel Center. Then they head to Moose Jaw for a game on Saturday, and then home to the Edmonton Oil Kings on Sunday. All the games we'll have for you right here on CJWW. Tanner, Friday night against the Warriors. It's always fun to go to the game on a Friday night, right?
Yeah, it's Friday night hockey. I mean, what else could you do on a Friday night?
Yeah. And
it's a Saskatchewan rivalry, too. I think that adds to it a little bit. But you know, the Warriors have started pretty good. I know they've skidded a bit in their last few games, but they've started out hot. The Blades have started out hot. Friday night hockey at SaskTel Center, it's a tough place to beat. And, you know, as you said, going to Moose Jaw on the Saturday and then Sunday, the last game fans can see the Blades in action at home for a couple weeks, because then the guys head out on their U.S. trip, and it's always a fun game to go to Pokechek's birthday, so that should be a good one as well Sunday.
Well, I would say, I mean, the Edmonton Oil Kings and the Blades at this point in time have the exact same record, so we're talking about a Sunday afternoon tilt. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. 2 very good teams in the standings right now. But in terms of off ice as well, it's a 4 p.m. start Sunday, Pokechek's birthday, and that usually
is
a great time for kids. And, you know, it's also the first post-game skate of the year with the Blades. So, you know, people can contact our store, the Fan Experience Zone, to get their tickets for that as well. But 2 games before sending the guys off on the road. So hopefully we see a lot of people there to cheer them on before they head out.
First stop to the store to get your Blades gear, and then make sure to get to the ticket office, whether it's for Friday night or Sunday afternoon. A great time to get the family out and cheer on the boys and grab your Blades tickets. How do we do that, Tanner?
You can always head to Ticketmaster. Our games are all on there. You can just look up Saskatoon Blades on Ticketmaster, purchase your tickets there, or you can always visit or contact our store, the Fan Experience Zone, located on the corner of 51st Street and Faithful Avenue. And all our ticketing staff would be happy to help you there as well.
All right. Always great to have the Blades in with us. All the best on the weekend and the road trip down to the States.
Thank you. Appreciate it.